W4SPX.
Mobile.
Are you as excited as I am?
4-day weekend, but I'm looking to get done tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to work tomorrow, then I'm off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm always off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, but I put in for Tuesday so I can go to that meeting and then recoup after that and, you know, drink a few cocktails after that. Then I have to worry about going to work in the morning, getting home late and all that. But, yeah, they've got some deals on some solar panels, but let me drop a second. The one that you showed me on the Facebook page, I looked at it because I got the app on my phone and I didn't see nothing for $8. But, however, they have a 100-watt one I've been looking at. And I think it's on sale for like $119 something. And then you get 15% off of that. So it might be a good time to buy that one. But I don't know. I just want to go up there and see how they work or, I mean, what they have. And then I really don't know how to hook them up. So I need somebody like with your experience to, you know, guide me through it. And then if you want to get something, you can also get something.
That guy used, he took two of those solar yard lights and pulled the solar panels out and used them to charge his mesh passive node. And he said he was getting 5-10 watts of power out of those things at 5 volts, which is a lot. It's a lot more than that current solar panel's getting. And then the 100-watt one, that's like the charge of battery pack and where you run a full radio in the field. And that might be worth looking at. I've got one myself, and haven't had a chance to use it to run a radio. But, yeah, that's a different use case. But I know what the guy on Facebook is building.
I'm just so new to solar. If it's rated at 100 watts, well, they fabricized a 100-watt solar panel. Does that mean it would run a 100-watt radio, or am I totally off base?
It hit a valley here for about 30 seconds. No. You would use it to charge a battery, and the battery would run the radio.
That's what I was looking for, too, is an option for that. I don't know how much, like, alternate use I could use it for. Like, say the power went out, would it run a little mini fridge or would it run a refrigerator? That's what I don't understand, all that stuff and how to connect it. But I think they might have all the stuff to make it work, but I want to shop for the Mesh-tastic and possibly the home base station there, Brady.
Look at the 100-watt stuff and let's see if they have any LiPo batteries. Because you need, for radio, you need 13.8 volts, and you're going to need probably 10 to 20 amps of output to run a radio, a 100-watt radio. So we'll see what they have as far as the panel, the solar panel controllers, which are called inverters, or I don't know if Harbor Freight has any batteries, but we can look.
I've already got the batteries, my friend. I've got a 50, whether it's milliamp, and then I got one 6 or 8, and I've tested both of them on a 100-watt radio. I can run my small one, and just the juice ain't going to last that long. But that's why I'm looking into solar, like if I went camping for a week or something like that, or polar or something, you know, running solar will help keep it charged, but I also have another way to charge it, you know. But yeah, I've already got two LiPo batteries.
So, we'll look at the panels and also importantly, if the panels have controllers to match the output, keep the battery charged and everything.
I don't really know what I'm looking at, but, I don't really know what the controller does, but what I've seen on the website, it has wires that comes with it, maybe the controller would be an additional cost. I'm not sure, but you probably know already about it. But, yeah, I guess we'll see when we get up there, and we'll talk, and I'll show you my batteries when we, before we go up there and see what we can come up with.
Good. Because usually the wires off the solar panels are just to go to the controller. And the controller just kind of, it keeps the output steady from the battery and from the input steady from the solar panel. So as clouds pass over, where the sunlight's bright or kind of dim, it keeps a steady regulated voltage for the battery. And that way, you know, the power is not going up and down on you all over the place. I'm up here on 14, so I'll probably be there in about 2 minutes.
Right, I'll be clear then. Yeah, we'll just head up on there. My mom's grocery still hadn't came, but I don't know. She said they'd come between 5 and 7, and I told her if it's cold enough outside, if it's anything perishable, it'll be fine until we get back. And then it might be here as soon as you pull up. I don't even know. So we'll see how it goes, my friend. KL4ZEW, W4SBX, off the clear.
Okay, we'll check it out. I'm on Pollard right now, so I will see you soon. KO4ZEW is clear.
4SBX, this is KR4AAE.
AAE, W4SBX.
To listen to your conversation about solar, and I just experimented with solar and got all my stuff figured out. I've got two 100-watt panels, a controller, and I've got a 1,280-watt-hour lithium phosphate battery. I've got the panels wired in parallel, so I can roughly charge that battery in about 8 hours of full direct sun. Main thing you want to make sure with solar is make sure you got them pointed in the right direction and the angle is correct on how you angle them. When you point them southwest.
Sure, that. Thank you for that information. I thought you were saying you had one for sale. Just saying, I don't know, but I think Ben is pretty familiar with that stuff. So, but I do appreciate the heads up there.
Figured you might want to know, because I spent a good week and a half trying all sorts of different combinations, and I finally found what worked for me. But you got Ben over there with you, I think you'll be set. So just my 2 cents worth. I'll go and let you guys run. W4SBX, this is KR4AAE. It'll be clear on your final.
Roger that. No problem there. Always good to have advice and opinions. But KR4AAE, the name here is Brad. I forgot your name. I think I should know it. But I'll be clear on your final. This is W4SBX.
Your name is Steven on this end. This is KR4AAE. I'll be clear.
Did you say Steven?
Yep.
All right, roger that, Steven. Nice talking to you. My buddy Ben, KO4ZEW, just pulled up, so we're going to head to the store here in a second. And I appreciate the QSO 73, my friend, KO4AAE from W4SBX. I'll be clear.